You know, there's that saying that you should never meet your idols. You should never meet your heroes because inevitably they're going to disappoint you. Well, I recently had the opportunity to interview Doug Minowe, an American photographer, for my podcast, The Documentary Photographer. And I have to say, whoever they are that came up with this notion that if you meet your idols, you're going to be disappointed. Well, in this case, they were wrong. I was in awe of Doug before I interviewed him, and just speaking to him for the interview, he revealed himself to be a warm, insightful individual, somebody who's very generous with his time, and of course he's an incredibly talented photographer as well. So what I've got here for you is an excerpt from that podcast. Now, the podcast you can find at rogeroverall.net/blog. And you'll find the whole episode there. But I've got a short segment for you here because it touches upon another hero, not necessarily of mine, but certainly somebody that I admire, and somebody who is definitely a hero for a lot of people in the world. Because Doug had the great fortune, he engineered the situation himself. He approached this person himself. Doug had was in the position to photograph over a long period of time Steve Jobs. So here's an excerpt from the fourth episode of the Documentary Photographer podcast, in which we discuss very briefly what it was like to be around Steve Jobs and what impact Steve Jobs had on Doug Minowe. So you were around Steve Jobs, this tremendously charismatic and insightful person. What lesson did you learn from him? What one thing was your takeaway from being around him?
It might surprise you, but I really feel that I had to look deep into myself and question my own values and priorities. Steve was so demanding and so focused on excellence and creating something that had never been seen before that he made everyone around him work above their own talent. And even I, as a witness, was forced to confront, you know, how I'd been in denial about certain things about my life and was sort of skating from assignment to assignment. It made me look at my family life, my commitment to my wife and son, and change a lot of my priorities. And in a way, Steve forced me to grow up and become a man, if you will, and figure out what my core beliefs were. I can't explain it anything other than that. It's just, he had that effect on people. I mean, he could be very rude and very brutal and difficult, but it was usually focused on making the thing better. And you just had to really be at the top of your game.
Yeah, that's, I mean, there is, and I think that's reflected in an article I'm going to link to in the show notes to this podcast, because it's an article that I tell everybody to read, regardless of whether they're a photographer or not. And it's your article on fear and chaos.
I forgot about that.
I think that encapsulates a lot of what you're saying there, and it's just a wonderful thing. So I think we'll definitely link to that article on your blog.
Thank you so much.
So I hope that whet your appetite a bit for the podcast in its entirety, which again you can find at rogeroverall.net/blog, but also a little bit of I hope it's piqued your interest a little bit for Doug Minowe, who is a just amazing photographer. He really is. Please check his work out at dougminowe.com. So that's www.dougminowez.com. You'll find some of the most amazing documentary images there.